Okay, we'll pick it up at the end of Ayin Dalid, the last Sif is Vav. Haisa Talisa Chagur Al Masnov L'chatsoso Mimasnov Lamato. So you have like a sheet Chagur, like a belt, so around your stomach area covering. Afa Pish Masnov L'malo Hu Orum. Even from above that, you're not clothed. Mutli Kros Kriya Shema. You're still allowed to recite the Kriya Shema. Aval Hispalo Also Ad Shechaz Alibo. But for davening, for say, you have to actually cover your heart as well. The Mishnah Berurah clarifies in Chafalef Mimosno Vilamata, from below there and downward. What's alone means of this? Afilu Rak Ad Lamata Meirvoso, even below the erva. The Vazed Dai Midina. That's enough. Meikra Din. That's all we need. L'kriya Shema. About his Tefila Tzarach Shem Mechusa Kol Gufo. You have to be dressed for that. Actually, Scheinberg rules that it's like a bathing suit, right? So for a bathing suit, for Kriya Shema would be okay. We talked about, could you learn in that situation with the bare chest? And he says, yes, you could. Morning. Okay. Chav Beis, Afal Pi, B'malkom Hanchak. Again, we're talking about a pressing circumstance. T'ilav ha'achi e'nach l'achil ha'asos kein afilu be'ez ha'brach ha'v'chol shkein b'Kriya Shema, right? So then, when we're in Chav Beis, yeah, that you certainly shouldn't do this. Preferably in 27, the Dirsha is midivar of mashma shedin zeh urak the bracha or b'kriya shema of al divrei Torah ba'oifin zeh iser, right? They wouldn't be allowed to. Ula Mishnah Berurah. I'm sorry, did I say it backwards? I saw Scheinberg, he says it's also the divrei Torah ba'oifin zeh ein iser. Yeah, right. No, it's a lot. I'm sorry. It's early in the morning, sorry. Yeah, he says you're allowed to, right? The only purpose is that. But again, if you were in a bathing suit, so Scheinberg says you could learn like that, right? Al Mishnah Berurah Kalman calls it Ein Hevdel Bein Kriya Shema Lebein Shar Devan Bekusha Bein Yonim Elu, right? Re'e Shar Tzion Sham Kuf Sifkat and Aleph. Shut Az Nidberu calls it Shemishum Hadin Lilmod Torah Be'em of Yira Lechadchila Yish Lechos Eskal Gufo, right? So you're supposed to be learning there's a respectful way, the way you sit by a Gemara, the way you learn. So to be sitting there in your bathing suit learning a Daf Yomi, you know, it's a little bit strange. Re'e Masha Kosel Va'el B'an Hagas Ha'atzniyas Ha'nitzvichas B'chol Eis. Okay, then that was the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. We talked about just modesty in general. That's what I was referring to. Okay, back in the Mishnah Berurah in Chav Gimel, Motalikos, you're allowed to. Kevin Shervosa Mechusa, since it's covered, V'gam Hatalis Mafsekes Bein Livel Erva. And you also have a separation, so we've satisfied our requirements, Meikar Hadin. Chaf Dalit is the last one. It says that you have to cover your heart for the davening. Libo, hu hadin kol gufo. Really, the whole body should be covered. Vinoka, libo, id deresha. Right? This is just keeping the, I would say, like a consistent pattern of way it's referred to. The Kriya Shema, ain't tzarech lechas libo. So just use that because you know, since you don't have to cover your heart for Shema, it's just contrasting that by tefillah where you would. B'tam tefillah chumura, right? We're more machmir on davening lefisha, but tefillah tzarech leros es atzmo ka'oim lifnei hamelech u'medaberimo, because you're talking to Hashem when you're davening. You have to be dressed appropriately for standing in front of the king. Shetzarech la'amud be'ema, right? You have to be with fear of pachad. You're standing in front of the king. Aval b'kriya shema eino medaber lifnei hamelech. You're not talking in front of the king. Maybe we could say more conceptually, you're accepting the king upon you. That's the difference.
Yeah, a little bit like pajamas.
Yeah. You could daven in pajamas.
You want to stand before a king like that, yeah.
Right, so you've technically, you've covered yourself. Some of the posts can discuss this on Purim, about davening in dressed up as whatever, Harry Potter or whatever, you know, big beer bottles or some of the things. So the posts can really... One could, but they raise this issue. Is that really proper to be standing and dressed like a baseball player? You never daven that way on normal days. So I pour him. Okay, maybe it's
part of the king decreed that there would be a masquerade party or something, and
that's how you chose. In Achinami, but the masquerade party isn't by davening. So some dress in whatever the way they dress like for davening, and then they change in the costumes afterwards. Yes, yes, there are the many, but that is an issue, the halacha issue that does, it's not that it's just brushed over, oh yeah, it's sure no problem. They do discuss that, whether it's proper. I think when I discussed it with Sobolowski, he was not such a fan of davening in costumes. think he felt it was proper not to daven that way. Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, oh, this is now like a world famous simon. Ayin hey. Li zahir migili seyar, right? Kol isha b'shas kriyashma. So, in terms of a woman singing, is that a problem? Is for saying with Shema? A woman with uncovered hair, is that a problem for the Shema? So this is where a lot of it's discussed in Ayin Hey. So let's begin. Aleph. Tefach magula b'isha b'malkam shedarka l'chasos. So a tefach, which a hand's breadth will say between, I don't know, 3 to 4 inches, of a woman whose body is going to be on a place which is normally the derech to be covered. Afilu hi ishto, even if it's your own wife, also likros kriya shema kenegda. You cannot recite kriya shema when that is in front of you. Hagav yishomrim davka ishto. Some say this would only apply to one's own wife. Aval b'isha acheres, but for another woman, so afilu pachos mitefach, even less than 3 or 4 inches, have erva, that would be a problem. V'nire midivrei harosh, the tefach b'isha erva, afilu isha acheres. So it seems from the rush that would be a problem, even with another woman. Rak sheba'atzma yechol likros afal pishi aruma. She herself could read, even though she herself is not clothed, as we'll explain. Okay, so let's go. That's what we talked about. A lot of discussion. So let's see. Okay, let's start. Aleph. B'malkam shedarko, in a place which is normally the derech to be, that part of the body is covered. Why is that an issue? So says the Mishnah Berurah. Mipnei shezeh mevi la'adam lehirchur. Person could have inappropriate thoughts. When he looks at that. B'chal ervahi. So then that's within the category of erva, and you're not allowed to, because we learned last simon the osalikros olaskir shum dover shibakadusha negedze. You're not allowed to recite any dover shibakadusha when this is in front of you. Come on, neged erva mamish, like an erva. So the part of the body that's normally covered has a din of an erva. Ulefize, according to this, beyond the common sif vav, let me explain. B'shem achronim. The neged isha erva mamish also filu ba'oitzim enav. So this is the question. Okay, so there's an erva there, somebody who's dressed inappropriately now. So then I'll just close my eyes. Well, what about you? Can't do that for when you have a real erva in front of you. Ad shiachs upon if you have to actually turn your face away. So who had din bazeh? Says the Mishnah, that's also here. If a part of a woman's body is exposed, it's not an etzah just to close one's eyes, and they'd have to actually turn away. Okay, we'll explain a little bit. There's a lot of deer shoes over here. We could discuss when perhaps it might be an eight, and one could just close their eyes. V'yesh matir mazeh imhu nizchar milaros klal. D'kishii efshar be'inyin achir nira d'yesh lismoch al zeh. So if you're in a place where there is no other option available, then one could in fact rely upon this. Okay, so I wanted to discuss some of the question is how to do this. Should we do the deer shoes now, or just finish up and then go back and do it? Let's start with the. Deer shoe number 2 discusses what about learning in such a situation. Le'inyin limud haTorah das from Shlomo Zalman Orbach. She'enu chomer kol kach kitfilah. We're not so strict as we are, like by davening. Ve'ef shalismoch lechatchil adas ayish matirin shavu b'mishnah berurah behemshech. You could rely upon this by looking away, looking down.
Well, you said looking away or looking down.
No, but for learning. In other words, it would be like this. Let's say someone's dressed in a person will go like this. They'd have the safer covering their face, and they wouldn't see it. So either the erev is neged them, but then there wouldn't be a problem because they were looking into the safer. That's what looking away would mean, like physically, like the situation that the poskim discussed, many situations would be like on a subway or a bus. And it's really funny. You see the American poskim versus the Israelis. The Americans are discussing the on a subway, and the Israelis are discussing on a bus. Means you can't move. You're that's where you're seated. There's no those option ways. So what can you do in that case? Are you allowed to learn or not? In number 4 is the chuppah one. Probably skip that. Rav Ulug has a joke. He says, "I want to see your wedding invitation. And I want to see the college dress before I agree to be the Masada Kedushin."
I heard the Rav Aaron did not allow him to bring white rock soda into the base medrash because of the picture on the label. The white rock girl is not.
Oh yeah, I don't know.
Been sneezed,
uh-huh. Okay. So, I don't like bringing the Santas into the basement or on the Coke bottles this time of the year. That's a different Zach. Okay, back to the... we'll go to the next one. Okay. Where are we? Beis, lechaso, aval paneh v'yadeh, but a woman's face or a woman's hands, kifi haminhag shederech liyos megula ba'oysa makam. So then the minhag is not necessary for a woman to cover her hands and face. That's not a problem with erva. V'chein b'parsos regel ad hashok. So this is up until the knee. Hu ad hamakam hanikra kni. B'loshen Ashkenaz, so up to the knee has to be covered. V'malkim shedarkan leilach yachef, in a place where people go barefoot, mutli kros kenegdo. So then that's not a problem. A barefoot would be allowed. That's not considered it. This is the whole discussion about whether it has to wear, where one has to wear socks. Kaven shiragil behen, since that's normal, ain boli de hir horse. It's not going to be anything out of the ordinary, because that's the way people normally walk down the street. Markom in a place shedarkan lechasos she. Shi'uran tefach, in a place where the min is, it has to be covered, a place where the malkum is to be covered, then if there is a tefach exposed, that would be a problem with erva, kemo shar guf ish, like any other place. Aval, zroseh, v'shoka, arms and legs, afilo ragilin leilech magula kederech prutos osir. So even if they would normally walk around, even if everyone else is walk around that way, so then it probably doesn't matter at all, because it's the custom. No one cares if people are walking around in shorts. No, the answer is that's not appropriate. Ishto gimel lechein tzarech lizayir b'shash shemeinekes umegula didadeha shelo ledaber az shum divrei kedusha. So let's be careful. His wife is nursing, so then, and she's exposed, so then he should not say a davar shebekedusha at that point. Dalid. We'll stop here with the last one. I'm primogodam shehevi deos le'inyan di'eved bazeh. So what happens again if one did do it? Im tzarch lach slikros kemo le'inyan erva ben gumura. So if it was a real erva, you'd have to go back again. But the question is over here, so it's a part of the body that's unclosed that has a din of an erva, but does that still say b'di'eved? You have to go back. So b'derechayim ashmed afilu b'di'eved tzarech lach salikros. B'derechayim says you should. Mikom akam nearly, says the Mishnah Berurah, it appeared to me d'kishalon is chavin listakil. We didn't have intention to actually stare at that part of the body. Ein lahachmir b'di'eved. Right? We're not going to be so machmir on you and say b'di'eved lach salikros af isha acheres. They'd have to do it. Okay. We're actually out of time, but maybe we'll go. These are a lot of the famous halachas, but I want to do the dirshas also, so we'll see how we're going to break this down into more bite-sized pieces. Have a great day. Bye.